Video: Police find NYC escort's body stuffed in barrel. By Amy Furr on August 20, 2021. Video caught the moment police discovered the nude body of an escort inside a 55-gallon barrel dumped in New Jersey. The video taken by CBS 2 showed officers standing near the large container after a strong odor led neighbors to find the barrel on a sidewalk in Ridgefield Park last week, the New York Post reported Friday. At least five officers could be seen inspecting the barrel that was later determined to hold the remains of 42-year-old high-end escort Nicole Flanagan, the outlet stated. Neighbors said the city picks up garbage on Fridays, helping the barrel seem innocuous at first. The Post report continued. In the week since the discovery was made, grim details have emerged, including how Flanagan was stuffed into the barrel in the high-end apartment building in New York City before being dumped in the New Jersey neighborhood. Flanagan, who was identified after cops ran her prints, was shown on the surveillance video entering 95 Wall Street in the financial district the night before her body was discovered, police sources told the Post. The woman entered the building accompanied by a man whom sources claim authorities have since identified. The surveillance footage reportedly showed the man later taking the barrel out of the apartment building and placing it in a U-Haul at approximately 10:45 p.m. on the same night. A security guard questioned the drum when it was wheeled in. However, the man claimed he was in the process of moving, sources told the Post. Police on Thursday raided the top-floor home where she was last seen, according to the New York Daily News. Neighbors say the 22nd-floor apartment cops swarmed at 95 Wall Street near Water Street in the financial district often smelled of weed and bad air freshener, and that the men living there were nowhere to be found, the outlet continued. Flanagan had previously been arrested on drug-related charges, according to the report. Flanagan was a mom to three children, according to Ray Underwood, her ex and father to her son. "I don't care what she did. I don't care who she was with. I don't care. No one deserves to have that done to her, especially a mother of three," he commented.